Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We are in the Miami Cigar booth, Jason hanging out with us, and we're going to talk about all the new stuff. We've got some line extensions, we've got some new blends, everything, new sizes. Thanks for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming through. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, so okay, let's start with the Nestor Marina Collection Pro.
So basically, it's off the, still made by Don Pepin in Esteli, Nicaragua. It's got a Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper, keeping everything the same as the other wrappers, Connecticut, Habano, Maduro. It's going to go all the way from the coffee wood break all the way up to the 6x60. So four offerings, same price point. It's going to be a nice medium to full body cigar. It's got that token Pepin spice to it, but some sweetness as well. So it's doing very well so far on the show, so I can't complain.
I love the packaging on these. And you guys just bring in a different color with each each of the wrappers. This is the fourth wrapper in the series now,
right? Wrapper, correct. Okay. Correct.
Now, is this going to come out in the Dano size as well?
In the future, it will be something that we'll do. Right now, we don't have it, so we just have the Dano and the other three sizes. But this one in the future will definitely be something. That's the Nestor's baby, so you know, I'm going to have to bring that one back out for him.
That is, that for me, those Danos are about a two-hour smoke for me.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, yeah, somebody could probably get through that maybe an hour and a half if they're working pretty hard
They puff through it. They puff through it. I'm sure there's some guys out there. Yeah. They hit in about 45 minutes. But
they're getting after it.
I do
absolutely.
That, and I'm going to bed.
No, I like to enjoy my cigars.
Yeah.
Take my time.
Absolutely.
I'm not in a hurry. Okay, so we've got some line extensions here, too.
Absolutely. So here, the Preferidos. Obviously, that's our staple. That's our jewel from the La Aurora portfolio. Yeah. One thing, if I would have to say just one thing that hurts a little bit with that, the price points, it is the ultra-premium cigar, $22, $23 before local taxes. It's tough to get the guy to smoke that for the first time. It's an expensive stick. So what we did is we came out with the Preferidos, same exact blend, and a Corona, Robusto, and Toro size. So it's going to be, you know, a price point that more people can get to on a day-to-day basis. Give it a test drive. If you like it, you can try it in another size, or you can go up to the Preferido in a tube. We have it in six different wrappers, but in this one, we're just releasing in three. So we got the Sapphire, which is the regular Connecticut shade, the Diamond, which is the Broadleaf Maduro, and then the Emerald, which is a Sumatra Ecuador.
And so all three of them will be available in all three sizes?
All three are available, and all three under $10 price point. So it's a nice price point to get it. The thing that I like best about it, obviously the blend and everything is great, but the packaging, what La Aurora did with it, is amazing. They kept that ultra premium feel. They even have, I know they probably can't see from back there, it has the cards on it where it tells you when, how long it's been aged, when it was taken out of the aging room, when it was shipped to the United States, and when it was packaged and everything. So it gives it that cool feel and that extra touch that the love, tender love and care was put into the product. So I really like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. They look great. They look great. Now we got some more with La Aurora down here.
This one here, so this is, we haven't released a new tube. The last tube we released was the Black Diamond. So this is going to be a double barrel aged.
Yeah,
so basically, just to give a little breakdown. So on all the tubes, once the cigars are rolled, we wait 3 years in aging room before we actually release them. So release them to us or the other distributors. On this one, once the 3 years is up, they do another 90 days in rum barrels. So it's going to give it a few subtle changes to it. Plus the Ecuadorian Habano wrapper is going to give it a different taste as opposed to the other six wrappers. So it's very nice, very smooth, sophisticated smoke. 8-count boxes just like the other tubes as well.
So aged in rum barrels.
Correct.
That's a yes.
Yes.
And Ecuadorian Habano wrapper?
Yes.
That's also another big yes for me.
Yes.
I feel like I need to smoke
Absolutely.
That. I need Beautiful to smoke tube? That cigar.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great.
Right.
No, that's two big check marks for me.
Okay.
You guys know that. Okay, so what else we got going on down here?
So down here we did a limited release off the 107. When they were talking about, they presented the release to us, talking a little bit about it. I was like, okay, so it's based off the 107 blend. They were telling me, no, we're working on this one more like we do the Cuban cigars do with their limiteds. And I was like, I'm not sure what that means. Explain it to me. So this one's called Cosecha 2006. So it's basically the 2006 crop.
Okay.
They had limited tobacco available, very good tobacco quality, but for a short run. So what they decided to do is they worked on a new blend off the 107 in a 5x54, Corona Gorda, and Churchill. But it's a new blend entirely. So similar to like a Reserva or Limitada that they do in Cuba, they're working off that same type of concept on this one. So it's going to be limited to 2,000 boxes per size, but at a reasonable price point, everything's under $12 on that one. So it's something limited that the consumer can get a hold of that's not too overly priced at the same time.
Yeah, that's really cool. There's not a lot of cigars that are available in America legally that have the year on them. You know what I mean? Like it's the vintage year.
Right.
That's much more of a Cuban thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to see
Definitely.
That. Yeah.
And it was cool. So they picked the 107 to help the 107 out. It's always been our biggest volume mover. So that was just to give it a little bit more excitement. We haven't done something new in the brand in a couple of years. So we decided to go ahead and go with that. And it's 10-count boxes, so it's easy to bring in and out of the store. So it's definitely, that's going to be a winner for us.
Awesome. Did we cover everything?
Yes, absolutely. That's good. The rest of the stuff is stuff we released earlier in the year.
Good.
So stuff you've seen. Besides did you get with Jason on the
We haven't talked to Jason yet, but we'll jump into that in a minute.
About those.
So that's it? That's it?
That's it.
Oh, you guys are lazy. Come on now.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's
wow, all there's a lot of great stuff that we need to check out. You guys need to check it out as well. Jason, thanks so much for taking the time. Definitely. Really appreciate it, brother.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. All right, guys. Thanks, guys. Check out all the Cigar Federation coverage of IPCPR 2016.